Hi, I'm Susan Moore, Community Engagement Manager with IIBA.
And I'm Scott Bennett, Manager of Business Analysis with the International Institute of Business Analysis.
And this is Business Analysis Live.
Thanks for joining us live today. We're here to take your questions live, so put them in the chat as we go through. And if you happen to be listening to this as a recording, then you can send us your questions as well offline. And we'll tell you more about that at the end of our session today. So Susan, we're going to talk about switching a career into business analysis. Have you heard this very often from people?
You know, I hear this a lot. And I think my unofficial studies show that probably about 75% of people come from some other career before they get into business analysis. So it's quite common.
I've seen a number of people that I've worked with over the years that have come from other careers. And, you know, I started out as a software developer, got into business analysis. But I've seen a few people that were professional accountants that enjoyed working in accounting, but once they got involved in some projects, they found they enjoyed that more. And that's where they developed into developing their business analysis skills. I've also had a couple of team members that have had MBAs. So again, studying business in depth and then getting into the role of business analysis.
I came from insurance and finance, and a lot of those skills that make you successful as a claims adjuster, an underwriter, one of those titles, they make you successful in business analysis. There's a lot of transferable skills. I tell our members when they tell me, well, you know, I was a financial analyst on the mortgage side. I didn't do anything with computer science. And I tell them, you're going to be great, because not everything that business analysis professionals touch is software development.
That's right. It is
many oftentimes things within the business, helping to solve business problems. So, and you're not alone. Like I said, probably my experience, 75% of the people that I know came from someplace else, including me. I started as something else entirely different before getting into this. So,
yeah, that's good. And today, just to remind you, we are live. So if you've got your questions, certainly put them in the chat and we'll go through those. And Susan, we've got some recordings that you've been working on to make what we've been doing more accessible to people. Tell us more about that.
You know, we often get questions in our LinkedIn about how can I watch this again? Or can I subscribe so that you guys just, I just get these recordings as you do them. And the great thing is we have moved our recordings and made them into podcasts. And they actually are pretty good podcasts. So you can find us on Anchor, and Anchor is owned by Spotify. So you can subscribe or follow us on Spotify, Apple, Google, or Amazon. And you can get all of our recordings. I'm dropping a few more this weekend. There's tons of stuff out there. So if you want to repeat listen to any of these, or if you want to get notified as new ones get added, go out there, join us. Also, give us some reviews. How are we doing? We want to know that too.
Yeah, that's right. And if you are listening to one of these on one of those platforms and you have a question for us, you can email us at live@iiba.org and we will work that into one of our upcoming episodes.
And I think Roslyn might add our Anchor website into the chat. And so if you go out to our Anchor webpage, you can also leave us a voice message. And we can incorporate that into this LinkedIn Live broadcast, or we can also include it into our podcast, your own voice. We can include that in a future podcast that you hear from us. So that's really exciting. I'm excited that these can have a life beyond just LinkedIn Live, because there's really good stuff and people have a lot of questions for us. So,
yeah, for sure. And speaking of questions,
I was going to say, we've got some great ones coming in. Okay, yeah. So
why don't I go ahead and read the first one?
Go for it.
What would your advice be for someone who is a new business analyst after having worked in IT change management?
First, I feel like, by the way, this is a podcast that that's out there. What is change management? And in that podcast, I talk about there's two kinds of change management. There's organizational change management and there's IT change management. And so for this one, I'm going to assume that we truly mean IT change management. And that is working to move code and to move changes through environments. So on this one, you know, interestingly, I, for a brief period of time, managed an IT change management team. I think that there can be a lot of overlap. Again, a lot of transferable skills. You know the back end of changes that can go wrong. And I think there's a lot of root cause analysis skills that you bring. There's a lot of understanding the kinds of business changes. So I think it is, it's potentially, you already know, as they say, where the bodies are buried, meaning you can already have a sense of when things go wrong, the steps that you need to take in order to resolve them.
Yeah. And when I coach team members around the skills that they have and the skills that they're building, in this particular scenario, I would say your bench strength is knowing IT and technology. The opportunity for learning is understanding the various areas of the business that you're going to be working on. So invest your time and your energy into understanding what's important for those business people. You know, start building those relationships. When you meet them for the first time, get to know them, get to understand what keeps them up at night. You know, those key things. So in that role, I would suggest focus your energy on understanding more about your business.
You know, you also bring something up. I think when you have a seat at the very end of a process, you get to see and know a lot of different people. So you might already have more knowledge of the people that are involved in all of the IT parts. So you may be really awesome at stakeholder analysis and stakeholder engagement because you know who those people are. So I think it's a great move and good luck. Hey, I'm going to take this next question because it feels a little personal right now. How to start prepping for CBAP certification, this person asked. Any tips are appreciated. Before we started today's broadcast, I was telling Scott I'm taking some time off this week because I am getting ready for my CBAP certification. It's only taken 24 years, but I'm finally getting started. Here's what I've experienced so far. First of all, even though I've been doing business analysis for 24 years, there's still a lot that I don't know. And there's also still a lot, in the BABOK guide that I don't know. Get yourself, I think, involved either in a study group or in a prep course. Get yourself someplace where you can do a deep dive into that book, because I think that that's really going to help you. And I think it will help you to see your experience a little bit differently and in context. I think it'll also identify areas, and this is for me right now, where I was like, oh yeah, I know all about that. And like, I did not know all about that. So it also is, it's really good to kind of help you there. Give yourself plenty of time on that application. There's some spreadsheets I've seen out on Google. Make sure that you start to think about and give yourself plenty of time on that application for your work experience. You really want to make sure that you've got enough first, two, that you've got at least 900 hours in four areas. And so that can be a little bit challenging. Do things like go to your LinkedIn profile, go to your resume. I've got some other certifications that required work experience. I'm pulling up those applications. They are invaluable to me right now. So I'm spending some time on that. Once I get that, I am then just going to do a lot of reading and quizzing myself. And I'll probably do a bunch of cycles. That's just my experience that's my plan for right now. Scott, you're a CBAP. What do you have to add to that?
No, I agree with everything you said there. I got mine back in 2010, so it's been a while. But for me, it was really absorbing what's in the BA body of knowledge, and really being able to understand that in context with everything I had experienced before then. So yeah, I think that's a good plan, Susan.
Yeah. Chapters can also be a great resource if you are preparing for whether it's CBAP or CCBA or any of the certifications that we offer. Many of our chapters have study groups and they've got networking or mentoring opportunities. I think talking, having someone holding you accountable and also being able to talk with somebody so they can put it in context, I think is really helpful.
Yeah. This next question I think is good. We talked a little bit before this session about it. What's the career path for a business analyst? There isn't a clear message here, but I'll just share my experience managing three different BA teams over the years. When I've managed business analysts, it's typically they come in as a junior BA and they cut their teeth on new projects and learn from other BAs. They might become an intermediate and then a senior. And then from there, the path can really change. if you want to be an individual contributor, you could end up being an enterprise business analyst, or you could end up becoming a product owner. That business analysis experience as a background really helps you in that role to take ownership of something, work with stakeholders. You might also move into a manager role, such as mine, where you're helping other BAs through their careers, manage their performance, and really drive change and driving value for the organization. Those are my thoughts. What are your thoughts, Susan?
You know, when you and I got started, we were talking about this earlier, there was really just sort of one title, and it was business analyst. And I think in the past, for sure, the past 10 years, certainly since the advent of agile practices and organizations, I think the kinds of roles that use business analysis have many more titles. You know, when I got started, I did what today I think is called a functional consultant, meaning I was a product specialist for a particular product. It was a mainframe. That's how old I am. These days, I think you may not necessarily be looking just for the term business analyst. You might, so make sure that you know what those knowledge areas, skill sets, underlying competencies are as you're doing that search, because I think those titles can look like just about anything these days. And also, I want to plug, next week, we are doing for our members a resume writing tips webinar, which is going to be really great. So even if you aren't thinking about looking for a new job, I think coming to this webinar is going to be really helpful because we've got experts from recruiters and career coaches. And one of the things I know they're going to talk about is the different job titles that you might look for, because again, it's not just business analyst. And so if you're a member, go out to our website, you can register for that. And we're going to talk more about that as you're getting ready for that next stage of your career.
Yeah, that'll be good.
How about I take this next one? With increased adoption of Agile, how should a business analyst adapt in terms of skills? What I've heard from my former colleagues who have either moved into different organizations that are using Agile practices or have had Agile transformations happen, one of the things that they say is happening is that business analyst job title is going away. But business analysis is not. Again, this is another place where I think that the job title might sound different. It could be product owner. It could be product manager. It could be a lot of different things. So what I would say is, if you're a business analyst working in an Agile organization, make sure you understand Agile, first of all. Have a good background in that. Because I think oftentimes what I see happening is that we have very well-meaning leaders who pull the business analysis professionals into the sprint work. But most organizations use Scrum, by the way. And really, the work that we do as business analysis professionals is not going to happen in that sprint that is going to be delivered. And I think when you understand the work of business analysis and you understand Agile, you can help that team by using your skills outside of that to help prepare that team. And inside the sprint, you are doing more things like helping to manage the backlog. So that might be grooming stories and prioritizing and doing things like that. We have got an Agile extension in our library. So if you are someone who is now working in an Agile organization, I think that Agile extension that's part of IIBA's membership is a great way for you to understand your role, you know, the different perspectives in your role that you're focused on, and the different kinds of techniques and tasks that you might be accountable for. So that's my suggestion. What do you think?
Well, that's great. And as we've talked about before, Susan, our experiences are very different on the project spectrum. I'm very much on the planned approach, waterfall type of experience with large initiatives. So I can't add much to your suggestion.
That's right. I have done, oh gosh, I realized the other day that I've been working in and around Agile organizations since at least 2009. So it's been a while, and I have seen Agile incorporated really well into organizations and not so well. I think the role of business analysis in Agile organizations is, people get hung up on, there is no business analyst role in Agile, right? But business analysis doesn't go away. So you, right. you do have to kind of manage that a little bit.
We've got lots of questions rolling in here.
Oh my gosh.
So we'll have to move through them a little bit quicker. Next one here is, what are the main skills needed to become an efficient business analyst? To me, I think this is a trick question. I'd love to know your thoughts. But to me, an efficient business analyst is one that has a lot of tools in their toolbox, and they know which one to pull out and use the right tool for the right job. So I'm a woodworker. I've got lots of tools in my workshop. I know if I use one type of tool, it could be faster, but I could make a big mistake. Another tool might be slower. So I think when it comes to business analysis, it's very similar. There are a whole bunch of tools that you can have in your toolbox. Efficiency to me is about knowing the right tool at the right time to have the solution for what you need to do. So no simple answer to that one. But I think the broader your skill set, the more efficient you will naturally become.
As you were answering that, I was thinking of Fabrizio Laguna's interview that we did with him a couple of sessions ago on BA mindset. And that was exactly what he talked about. That BA mindset was having technical expertise, knowing all of the tools and techniques that you need to use. The BA mindset is knowing when to use them. So here's how I would answer this. And again, I think this is a little bit how our experiences are a little bit different. So when I hear a question like how to become an efficient business analyst, I think about the human side of things, yeah. As usual. I am big into making sure that when we as business analysis professionals have interactions with stakeholders, customers, end users, that we are thinking about making that experience the very best for them. And that can mean making sure that they are prepared, making sure that they understand what it is that they need to contribute, creating meetings and workshops for them that have goals, that they understand why they are there and what they are contributing to that. There is nothing better to make you look efficient than to have a reputation of having meetings that get things done. And so think with the end in mind when you are trying to achieve an outcome. You're in a human business. I always say it's a relationship business. Making sure that you are doing the very best to make all of those interactions really meaningful, but also efficient. That'll get you some thumbs up. All right, I'll take this next question. It looks like a long one. I've had 7 years of experience, which includes software testing and product implementation. I believe I'm a good fit for the business analysis role and have just completed my MSc information system. Should I go for a certification, or is it okay to directly apply for business analysis roles? This is a great question. Yeah, I'm not sure what the MSc information system is. My two cents on this is that you very likely, with software testing and particularly with product implementation, because that's where I got my start in business analysis, I was in product implementations, you have got the skill sets in order to be a great business analyst. I do not think you need a certification to get the job. I think we're going to be talking about this at some point, aren't we? I think that might be an upcoming topic in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I would say craft a really great resume and LinkedIn profile that highlights what you have done with those business analysis skills. And I think you can apply for those jobs. Scott, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I was helping someone last week that was applying for their first role. And one thing they put on the resume was, oh, experience this, experience that. But they were literally coming out of school. They had an ECBA, which was great. They're coming out of school studying business analysis, but they were overselling their skills. So when you're putting together a resume and you're applying for your first role like this, be very upfront saying, I'm seeking my first role in this field and here's why I feel I'm prepared for that. Don't say, hey, I've got years of experience doing this. A hiring manager is going to see right through that. Just be upfront about it.
I think sometimes that's where that certification can give a false sense of confidence. I think of certifications, so going back to my CBAP preparation that I'm doing right now, you know, I'm 24 years in and I'm starting to work on this because at this stage, it is something that's important for me because I'm just interested in like, how am I doing? Do I know what I think that I know? But if I were just starting out, I would probably have focused, and I did focus on diving deeply into all of the things that I needed to do. So, you know, we just talked about knowing the different tools and techniques. And I think in the first couple of years that you're either preparing to get a job or that you're a business analyst, I think understanding all of these techniques and tools and how to use them and when to use them, I think is really the best way for you to get ready for that job. So if you think about it, I bet in that product implementation, if you were to take a look at our knowledge areas and what those mean, I bet you've done some work in those areas. And I bet you can start to talk about, you can use some of those keywords, because I think that's going to be important. And you can start to describe some of the projects you were on where you added value in those areas. And I agree. Saying that you've not held that title before, I think is important. And when you're ready, test that you know what you think you know with a certification, but focus right now on just getting that hands-on experience. So question for you, Scott, because today we were going to talk about switching careers, but we've had such good questions. We haven't talked about switching careers yet.
There is a question here a little bit further down. So lots of questions. Thank you for asking them. Some of them we will touch on in future sessions. Moving from a project customer business analyst to a product analyst, considered switching a career in the context of this session? If yes, what are the key points in switching? So going from a project customer business analyst to a product analyst.
Okay.
So I think this is a little bit what we touched on in some previous sessions. You know, there are so many different job titles where business analysis is useful. We've actually got a great wheel that talks about the spectrum of all the different titles that you might see. And I don't remember off the top of my head, but there are dozens of job titles. Switching from one role to another, I think it's looking at what are those core skills that you bring. Your communication skills are universal. Those are definitely going to help you. Understanding either technology or business is also universal, regardless of the role that you're switching into. So if you're going into a product analyst role, a lot of the skills you're bringing forward from your previous role are going to be applicable. So there's no universal way to answer this, but if you're to look at the job description you're going from and going to, take a look at them, do some analysis on them, and figure out where you've got some parallels and the skills that you're bringing to the table. Once you're in that role, I would suggest working with your manager to understand, hey, here are my strengths. Where are the opportunities you'd like me to focus on? That's a good, healthy conversation to have.
I'll add to this because I have been in this same position. I was a business analyst working actually in a project management office. So I was more of a project focused business analyst, and then bounced back and forth between that and being a product analyst. And what I would say is, if you've been a project analyst, you have probably thought a little bit about projects. So project methodology and project management, which I think is a great complement for business analysis skills. In fact, if you look in the Babak guide, there are things which I think very naturally are project management. So any kind of stakeholder work that you're doing, stakeholder analysis, business analysis, planning and monitoring is really all about that. You likely bring that expertise with you. On the product analyst side, you're really going to be diving more deeply into the product itself. So knowing how to do root cause analysis and some things like that to get you more hands-on. That, I think, and it is a career switch. It really is. So there you go.
And here's a good question, Susan. What are the steps in order to get into business analysis from a totally different line of work?
What I think is, we've talked about this a couple of times, I know, part of it may involve volunteering. If you work in an organization and you are really interested in getting into that, and you've got, you know, an IT shop, or if on the business side, if you've got a business analysis group, talking to a leader of that, talking to a colleague that might be in that group, and seeing if there's ways that you can volunteer to shadow or be part of a project, I think is a great way to start that conversation. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I've worked with a number of people that are SMEs, subject matter experts, and they've been brought into a project because of their specific knowledge. So it might be they're a customer service representative, or they're a commercial banking representative. They're brought into the project so that we can learn from their knowledge and be able to deliver the best possible product to the customer. That is a great experience for someone that is interested in perhaps pursuing business analysis, to try out and work with these people. And you can actually observe, how's the business analyst working with me? You know, what type of questions are they asking? What are they documenting? Why are they documenting it? What are they doing with that stuff? What happens after I talk to them? If you've got a natural curiosity, you're perfect for this role. Most people that I've managed have a strong sense of curiosity, which is great because you like to learn things, which is what the role's about. You like to ask questions, which is what the role's about. So I think that will be a good way to get in. So find a project, find a purpose. And if you don't have something in your workplace, there are lots of nonprofit organizations that can use some help. So you can do some volunteering and saying, hey, I'm interested in offering this skill set. And you can try that out. See how you can help them out. Document your successes and use that in your job search as you go through.
I think those are great tips. And many times, if you are volunteering to be part of something, they won't say no. So there's a lower cost to trying it, because there's not any kind of fear of, oh my gosh, I didn't get this right, they're going to ask me to leave. I think in organizations, they're always looking for someone to step in and try something new. And when you can do that on a volunteer basis, whether it's inside the organization or outside the organization, you can set yourself up to be able to learn without the fear of, you know, not getting something right. And that can be a great professional development goal.
Yeah.
Also, so don't forget to talk to your manager about doing that, so that potentially your manager can help you to find that opportunity within your organization. We are getting lots of questions on the ECBA. Today. So the ECBA is our entry-level business analysis certificate certification. So let's see. Let's find a question in here.
While you're looking there, because we've got a number of questions, let me just share an experience I had last week. So I was coaching someone who's applying for their first job. They do have an ECBA certification. And I was looking at their resume, just giving them some pointers. And it was buried at the bottom near certifications. And I said to them, you know what, as someone who hires people, put that right at the front. You know, as someone who's earned an ECBA, you're allowed to use the badge. So put a graphic of the badge in your resume. Because for me, when I'm hiring someone brand new, what I'm looking for is, you understand business analysis. And ECBA is designed for that. No experience. you understand all the I guess the profession. So for someone who's invested in that and earned that, to me, that's more valuable than someone that has different experiences, maybe doing some testing or doing quality type of stuff. It's certainly going to give you a leg up against your competition.
Those are great tips. So here's a question. Any tips for ECBA as I want to pursue my career in business analysis? And I think an ECBA will be helpful in the job search. So Scott says, yes, it will be helpful in your job search, but don't just get the certification because you think it will help you with the job search. Like get going through that ECBA process, the education that you'll have to do, and then sitting for the exam will really test you on those areas. So if I were, you know, our friends from Apex Systems who are going to be part of the recruiters that are giving our July 13th resume writing tips coach, this is what they would say. When you get that ECBA, make sure that you, like you said, put it front and center. Make sure that it is not just buried somewhere on your LinkedIn profile. Make it part of your name. Put it in your tagline so that people know that you are serious about business analysis and finding those roles. It makes it searchable. It also lets people know, recruiters or coaches, as they are looking for people, that you are, that you're part of that community, that you're part of the business analysis community. So it's a great way to be found. I do think it can help. If you're a little bit interested, I think ECBA is a great way to test the waters. And again, our chapters many times have things like study groups for ECBA. So if you're also looking to network as part of that, because that's another great way to do a career switch, is be part of a community that can help you to look for these opportunities, attend a study group at a chapter. They go on year round at our chapters all over the world. Let's see. How about we take, so this is an interesting question. Is it possible to be a freelance business analyst? And how do you get started in that? Have you known any freelance business analyst professionals?
Yes, I have. In the people that I've met that have done this, they're typically 20 plus years into their career in business analysis. These are veterans that have seen the ups and downs, have all kinds of battle scars. And the reason that they're so valuable as freelance BAs is because they bring that experience and that skill set to the organization. It's not just fulfilling a role, but it's actually bringing knowledge and experience that can help projects be successful and avoid the pitfalls that we sometimes will get into if we don't have that experience. So I don't think you could start freelance without any experience. What are your thoughts?
It would be tough to do that. So the question ends in how do you get started here? I do think these folks typically have a lot of experience. And I also have found that they have a lot of contacts, potentially in the domain where they've been working. Possibly it's within the organization that they've been working. I talked with one of our members, and she fits into this. She's worked in a lot of healthcare organizations over the years. And she said, you know, I was just tired of seeing the same old problems at the healthcare organization that I worked for. When I started to do this on my own, I loved it because I felt like I could just get dropped into any hospital around the world and they would have different kinds of problems and I would be able to use my skills to solve it. She hooked up with a consulting company that did business analysis and other services in this space. So I think that's how you have to do it. Unless you bring your own client base with you, you're probably going to be looking for some kind of a consulting company that can help you.
Yeah, sounds good. And I guess you could start as a new BA at a consulting company.
You could.
And you're going to get that experience. You're not technically freelance, but you would be working on lots of different projects, which could give you some experience that if that's your desire, you could eventually go freelance.
You know, I think about companies like Accenture or Ernst & Young. They have people, they may not have that title of business analyst, but they are certainly business analysis professionals. It can be a great way for you to get into big organizations and to have a lot of structure around how you do that work. So it can be a great way for you to learn the ropes and have, you know, Accenture or Ernst & Young or KPMG or any of those guys behind you, which can lead you, gosh, it can lead you anywhere if you're a new BA.
So we've got a few more questions, but I think we need to wrap this up. Okay. So for the questions we didn't answer, Susan, let's put them on our backlog, and we'll look at planning some sessions to touch on those. And in terms of the webinar next week, what are the details again?
So the webinar next week, it's Wednesday, July 13th, 12 o'clock noon Eastern, and it is resume writing tips from recruiters and career coaches. So you are going to get it right from the, as we say, the horse's mouth. So these are the folks that help their customers, their clients, to craft really good messages. It is a member webinar. It's part of what you get when you are an IIBA member. So join us for that. And then actually on the 27th, we're going to have some of those folks come back for a public webinar on recruiting top business analysis talent. So if you're a leader or manager, we do sort of the flip side, and we're going to give you some tips for how you can go find those folks. So we've got two really good webinars going on this month, both on Wednesdays, both 12 p.m. Eastern.
And if you'd like to register for those, go to IIBA.org, and there's a webinar section. You can find them listed there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great.
Meanwhile, you can find us on Apple, Google, Amazon, Spotify, or Anchor if you would like to listen to this webinar, this podcast, or any of the previous ones. We've now got about 15 out there right now, with about 5 more dropping over the weekend. We call this Business Analysis Live for a reason, and that is because we Scott and I like to chit chat, but also we want to take your questions because we know that you've got a lot of questions. So live at IIBA.org, that's where you can send questions to us. On our Anchor website, you can leave us a voice message and ask us a question there. So lots of different ways that we want to hear from you, so we know what you like us to talk about.
Yeah, that's great. So thank you everyone for engaging today and asking those great questions. It's been a great discussion that hopefully you've gotten some value out of.
This is the end of our live session, but if you've got questions, you can send us an email at live@iiba.org or leave us a voice message, and we'll answer your question at one of our upcoming broadcasts. Join us.